Playhouse in the morning, 194, 7 o'clock, as we enter a round of Am I the Jerk? Sometimes you fear, oh no, you could be the jerk, and that's where Playhouse family member Ashley is, wondering if she is, because you're thinking you might be from the sounds of it.
I am. I can't get it out of my head, so I need someone's opinion here. But basically, I was in the grocery store in the checkout lane, and there was a girl in front of me, and then she forgot something, so she had to run back in the store, to find the, whatever it is that she forgot. And she looked at me, she's like, I just have to go run and grab, I can't remember, I think it was like a yogurt or something. Can you hold my spot? And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. Go get your thing. So I'm standing there, I'm waiting. I probably wait maybe 2 minutes. And this girl, like, is completely gone. So I go ahead and hop in front of her. Well, by the time I finished paying and I was, like, getting ready to exit the store, she starts walking back. And she's like, I thought you were going to save my spot for me. Now I feel like a jerk because I don't know. Am I a jerk?
So it really just amounts to, were you the jerk for being like, oh, yeah, sure, no, I'll save it. And then just kind of going forward when it took her too long to get back. We'll pose the question, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't think you were, because you weren't literally going to just stand there indefinitely until this person came back. That's ridiculous and a weird thing to ask of somebody.
I mean, I can understand if it's like, hey, you know, right there on that end cap, I'm going to go grab that bag of chips right there. There's a different flavor of Funyuns I want to eat. I'm going to try those. And then you like hold my spot. That's that I could see. But this chick like ditched out and went to go get yogurt or something like that. And then you had already paid. You're not a jerk.
No, it'd be one thing if, like, maybe she'd been all the way up in line and was like, oh, no, and told the person working the cash register, like, oh, I got to just go run and get this back real quick, and then they'd probably let them ahead in line when they got back. But if you're, like, at the back of the line, especially with how busy these stores have been the past couple of days, but, God, if you were out on Saturday, it was nuts. I don't think so. You took too long. Like, you leave your cart there, and maybe that person let you cut in if they happen to still be there, but they're not going to wait for you. If anything, they're a jerk for being rude to you.
Yeah, I was like, that's what I was wondering. I guess I didn't catch if there was a cart or if this lady just, like, had her spot with a basket and ran to go get yogurt. Or, like, are you going to push this cart? Was she expecting you to pay for it, too?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to – if you had already finished paying and was about to exit, that's on her. So you're not a jerk.
That's something that you could maybe say to somebody, and like their yes is conditional on the it remains convenient for them. But
right.
They're not going to put in any extra effort other than the, oh, yeah, no, she was here when they look at you funny.
I mean, I would be that person like she was, like Ashley was, and be like, yeah, I'll hold your spot for you. Absolutely. But the minute that you're not there when I'm about to put stuff on the conveyor belt or check out, you're out of luck. There's nothing I can do for you.
Was Ashley a jerk for not holding this spot at the grocery store? Hello.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know what you're going to get, and I have somewhere to be. You know, you could be running across the whole grocery store to get whatever it is you've forgotten. I'm sorry, I don't have that time to wait. So I'm sure the cashier can, you know, put your ring up on hold, check me out, and then when you get back, continue your business. I can't hold up my whole day for you. You know what I mean?
Got it. I think we're going to see a lot of support, but maybe you want to argue she totally was the jerk. 237, it's text 35270 with Ashley's Am I the Jerk this morning.
Fargo Moorhead's favorite morning show, the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Hey, it's Playhouse, Y94, the number one hit music station.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
And today, fearing that she could be a jerk is Playhouse family member Ashley. Here's why.
Rewind.
As heard previously on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Basically, I was in the grocery store in the checkout lane, and there was a girl in front of me, and then she forgot something, so she had to run back in the store, to find the, whatever it is that she forgot. And she looked at me, and she's like, I just have to go run and grab, I can't remember, I think it was like a yogurt or something. Can you hold my spot? And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. Go get your thing. So I'm standing there, I'm waiting. I probably wait maybe 2 minutes, and this girl, like, is completely gone. So I go ahead and hop in front of her. Well, by the time I finished paying and I was like getting ready to exit the store, she starts walking back and she's like, I thought you were going to save my spot for me. Now I feel like a jerk because I don't know. Am I a jerk?
And general consensus so far seems to be that really if there's a jerk there, it's the person that was rude about it. I ain't going to hold the spot for me. You're the jerk.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you were already leaving. Like, what are you supposed to do? And just be like, okay, next person, I'm holding a spot. Next person, and then that person finally comes, and then you've let like four people go in front of you before they came back.
Hey, listen, I'm waiting for a stranger to come back that I don't know that may or may not actually come back. She needed that Yoplait, okay? I'm saving her spot.
We're saving spots here. Okay, yeah, go ahead. What, is that what you're supposed to do?
Don't like, think so.
I don't think that's how that works. And like, where I guess I don't know if you were at the self checkout or if you were in line to get onto a conveyor belt.
It's even weirder.
It's okay. I'm saving it. You, some of those self checkouts, you go to Target, it's insane.
Some of them get kind of long. They do. Was she a jerk for not saving that spot after she said she would? Hello, you still there? Okay, no. Hi.
I don't think so. I mean, if someone has to go back into the store and get something, why can't the other person jump ahead? Well, why should you have to wait because somebody left something? Get off the line.
So your mindset is, you know what, if you get out of line, you might have to wait in line again, and that's just how it is.
Other people have things to do. It's not about you.
Firmly agree. Jerk, not a jerk. She did not hold that spot, but said she would.
I mean, not really. Honestly, it depends. Like, if it was something right there, like, behind the register, yeah, go run and get it. But if you're going to run to the deli counter and get a pound of ham, I ain't waiting.
Yeah, I don't want to call this short on you here, Ashley, but it seems like this is going to be a pretty universal, no, nobody seems to think you are really a jerk.
Ugh. See, that's what I thought. I mean, I overthink these things all the time. So thank you, because now I can put this to bed and not hate myself all day.
Nope, I think you can just go ahead and let that one go. Appreciate you being on.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later, Ashley.
Coming up this hour.